This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing a tradition. Been on the radio for 23 or 24 years. I've been doing this for, I don't know, 15 years. Richie, how long have I been doing this?
Oh, longer than that, sir. This show?
Longer than that, yeah.
Well, I've been with you for 21, so.
I've been that long. Okay, well, at any rate, we have some broadcast experts here. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has been a laudable broadcaster for most of his 79 years. He's done a fine job of being an expert on, what is the old expression? I'm an expert at nothing, but I have plenty to say. And he does, as a broadcast radio professional. He does a podcast every single day, 7 days a week. Somebody has to do it.
And so, as you informed
as he is, he's evil, and his evil thoughts is available at iTunes or wherever good records are sold. wherever you find your podcast, there you go.
It's available lots of different yes, platforms. It's everywhere.
Yes, it is. Platforms, including the 810 to Tulsa. You'll find it on the platform right there. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did we decide last week we were starting at the top of this list, Richie?
We did. I think it's much better because that way we actually spend some quality time on the top.
Quality
time.
Oh,
no, we're doing it backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're starting with number one first?
Yes, we're starting with number one.
Okay.
Well,
I thought, what about all the build-up? I mean, with the build-up to the excitement of who's number
Richie's
one.
We end up spending 7 minutes on topic number 10 and 60 seconds
that's
on
like
topic
choosing,
number one.
So. No, that's like choosing Miss America at the beginning of the show and then going down to the
bottom with that. I got no problem with that.
Didn't Miss America get, what was, there were some beauty pageants this week.
Miss USA.
Yeah,
Miss not
USA.
Part
yeah,
of Miss USA.
That's the one like without difference. The talent.
Well, which one did Trump used to own?
Miss
Trump
USA.
Miss,
the ones without USA. The talent is the one he had. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See how gleeful, whenever there's a shot to be taken at Trump.
No, that's a shot at Miss USA. That's not a shot
Victoria
at Trump.
Is. Yeah, okay.
Miss America, they're the ones that have the talent portion, and they're usually dancers, or they play the cello or something, but the Miss USA, they just...
No, no.
Know.
That's Showtime at the Apollo, where they do all the
right
stuff. Now, have you seen that show? See, watch that show. Check it out. It is a good performer. I find it entertaining. Maybe it's because Steve Harvey is the host, and it's just not like the dance shows and The Voice and America's Got Talent or whatever it is. America
number one.
Number one this week.
I was just going to say that, you know, we're still not talking about number one.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Let's calm down, everybody.
That was amazing.
North Korea and the summit. What a shocker this has been to look at the letter Donald Trump sent to Kim Jong-un. I didn't realize Kim Jong-un could speak English, but apparently he can because the letter went to him in English. Canceling the summit because he said bad things about Mr. Pompeo and the vice president. So you're a bunch of no good so-and-so, so we're not going to come meet with you. And understanding the motivation behind Kim Jong-un.
What, yeah, you behind are? Kim Jong-un, I agree with Trump 100%. If you're about to go into a business dealing with somebody, and then you find out that they're talking smack about you behind your back, and you have the upper hand in this business dealing, and they need you, I would do the same thing.
But you know, the other
Trump
thing
is just...
Well, the other part of this that didn't really seem to get reported is that the last meeting that our security officials were supposed to have with their security officials ahead of this June 12th meeting, the North Koreans stood us up. Our people were waiting there for, I think it was 2 hours or something, and they just stood us up. So really, they were already up to shenanigans.
So did Trump bait him into canceling, was that it? Is there are some
people are saying Trump was baited into canceling by Kim Jong-un to give an excuse or to separate us from our Asian allies.
Remember what we talked about this week on the show, and Jennifer laid it out perfectly the other day on the DJV show.
On the DJV show, yes.
Is that now North Korea is in a different circumstance had they not agreed to these talks in the first place. Because what this does now is this, we've pretty much said, you want to do talks, you've shown interest in talks, we will give you talks. But if you don't follow through with the talks, now we have another road to go down. And North Korea and Kim Jong-un has to understand that if these talks don't happen, it's a whole different ballgame than it was 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
but
a good
how
one.
So, though? In what way do you mean? Because you could say this is all going to go back to pre-tweeting at each other, where this all started.
Because they had talked about regime change. And the United States and John Bolton and everybody's been on TV saying, you know, what do you think the play is with North Korea? Regime change. And that puts Kim Jong-un not in a good position, either in a jail cell or in a box. And I think he understands that if he toys with us on this...
But wouldn't that have been more incentive for him to actually have the meeting then?
I think it would.
He's going to have the meeting. He's going to have the meeting.
It'll happen sooner.
I don't even think... Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
I think it's the art of the deal.
That's exactly what it is. I'm the one with the leverage here, and
I got all the power.
I'm going to reshape this right now.
You will sit down in that corner. You will shut up.
Now, I understand that the North Koreans have been very. This is what I heard, that after they got the notice that the thing had been canceled, they were being very conciliatory because they realized that Trump had said no on this. They need this deal. They want this deal. Trump has the leverage. He knows it, and he's not afraid to use it. So look for the next couple of weeks or so. It'll be back on. But I think it's a good sign. Because it shows everybody's taking it seriously.
Right. All right, so there it is. The number one story and the end of our talk radio review. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this anticlimactic now? Now it's like, okay.
Yeah, but now we spent 6 or 7 minutes on the number one story instead of...
Yeah, right. But...
It's, now do we start at number two?
Let me ask you, would you make love to your wife like that, Rich?
No comment.
No, seriously. I'm just saying. Right. Let's just get to the point. At least it's done now, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just move on. 13 after the hour. This is Memorial Day weekend. Things to remember on Memorial Day. The Pentagon budget. There are all kinds of things. If you look at the top 10 this week, there are always references to what's going on in the management sense as to how our government's being run. I think one of the atrocious things this week, the combination of Memorial Day and all the things and people, more importantly, we have to remember on Memorial Day, military heroes that gave up all of their tomorrows so that we could have our tomorrows. In most circumstances, that's true, although you can argue, and I do, about the realities of modern-day wars, how they're started. I've done a lot of speculation and posted some things that were pretty unpopular at Facebook.com/DJV Show and on my own personal Facebook page about wars and why we have them. But that doesn't take away from the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, no matter where they've been called upon to do it. So we don't discuss, and you can if you want, but I don't discuss the negative side of this and the reasons why we ought not to have as many dead soldiers as we do, but the fact that we do and we pay tribute or acknowledge their service is something that Memorial Day is all about. It's not about a hot dog. It's not about a hamburger. It's not about any of those things. It's not about the grill and the barbecue. It's about these people who have given their lives, something to think about. And with that in mind, the promotion that has come from MyPillow this week, which is really kind of good. I like this American company. 1,500 people in Minnesota make these pillows. Fabulous. It's a fabulous product. So for this Memorial Day weekend, when you go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you are a member at the present time or you have in the past been a serviceman or a servicewoman in service to the country. This is a promotion you won't get by going into a store. You have to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Normally, you get 50% off of everything in the catalog. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all the things they have, mattresses and pillows, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of things that are pillow-related or rest-related. And they're normally, with our code, 50% off. An extra 30% taken off if you are in service or have been in service. So that's the Memorial Day deal for a great American company. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation. Excludes other FCA-US LLC vehicles.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Chef Olson.
Has a little yellowy white dot.
It's the aggressive Lone Star tick found in the eastern half of the U.S. and the culprit in an increasing number of meat allergy cases in children and adults.
There's this syndrome that's fairly newly recognized. It's called alpha-gal syndrome.
Parasites expert Dr. Bobby Pritt explains how it's transmitted.
The tick is thought to inject something into the person. One of those substances causes our body to form antibodies to this alpha-gal sugar.
The result can be an allergic reaction to meat. Symptoms occur several hours after eating the meat and can include itching, hives, swelling of the lips, mouth, and airway, even anaphylactic shock.
I would emphasize it is relatively rare, although we are definitely getting reports of more cases.
Protect yourself to keep from becoming one of those cases and watch for the tick with the distinct yellow dot on its back. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Excuse me.
Number nine.
18, where are we? Oh, we're going to go back. Well, we're going to go back. I have to, okay. So, when I chuckle coming back, there are conversations that goes on while you're listening to those fabulous commercials that we're playing. There is conversation often among us. Rich McFadden is here, and Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy, talking about one of the aspects of these stories that we have in the world of talk radio are the people who are delivering the conversations. And sometimes there are, because we all know, this is a very small business. I've said, Joe, on many occasions when I was doing some kind of public appearance that had to do with the business that we're in, that there are only really 200 good jobs, maybe, in this country, in the world of news talk radio. And there's always somebody standing up waiting for that next chair to be emptied. So we know each other. Some of us, you know, we all get along, I think, pretty well. Like, some of us like each other. It's the same in any business. But when you talk about other people who are doing this for a living and their reputation, you were talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm more interested in, it's very interesting what came out this week as to the president's relationship with Sean Hannity. Apparently, they talk on the phone every day, sometimes a couple of times a day. He's one of the nine people that can call into the switchboard and get directly to the president without going through any screeners.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I tuna sandwich. What'd you have, Rich?
Mr. President, what are you going to do for dinner?
It's not that interesting in the sense that I was reading one of Hannity's close friends that he's grown up with and is still friendly with was interviewed, I think, or gave a quote to the New Yorker or something like that early this week. And he said that it's really not surprising on a lot of levels because he grew up with Sean. He knows Sean, you know, definitely has stars in his eyes, that he is someone who can call the president of the United States. and that, you know, that he and Trump grew up in Queens, but in very separate, different areas, that they never would have crossed paths in their life, in their lives until this. So it's kind of an interesting psychological background of the two of them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can understand, if you understand the two of them, why it is, in fact, there for sure. 21 after the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Time now for a continuation of the conversation about what's hot in the News Talk Radio world. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. A complete list of all the stories and the people that is gleaned every week from their studying the News Talk Radio stations. There are 1,184 News Talk Radio stations in our country. Largest format, most popular, most listened to. The conversation about what the issues of the day are, and lots of conversation about a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be politics. It's just nice to have a place to vent. It is sometimes Vox Populi used to refer to the speaking of one's mind on a radio program. Also, in this day and age, I think Richie and Joe and Victoria, it's almost like the bottle, the neck of the bottle gets smaller and smaller. People feel more frustrated because they don't seem to be able to get through to the people who are the public counselors, if you will, legislators and bureaucrats and stuff. So this is the way of kind of taking the lid off the bottle, letting people go and express themselves, and thus the countdown with a review of the things that are important this week. Number two and number three kind of go together. Or, well, I don't know, the Russian investigation seems to have taken a turn. Like Mueller is, going to hit the road after $140 million worth of doing nothing. Am I reading into that or not? What do you think?
Well, I was just saying one in three, I think, are connected. You've got North Korea and U.S.-China relations.
Yeah, that, they are.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to.
Right. No, it's okay.
Do you feel like Mueller proved or disproved anything? Is it valuable in that we don't have any charges related to collusion? But he did try other things that other people did, tax evasion, stuff like that.
I think it's interesting that it it's been going on for a year, you know, and I thought when it all started, everybody was breathless, like, oh, tick, 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 you know, they, we've got Trump somehow, you know, in bed with Vlad Putin, and we're going to get him, and we got him, and it's just below the surface, and all we need to do is get a special counsel in there. If he's dead meat, well, here it is, well, not well over a year, but we passed the year mark, I think, last week, and there's not one conviction for treason, there's none of it, and nah. I think it's getting a little weird now. It's
waste
like, okay,
of money. Waste of money and time. Victoria, you want to weigh in?
Well, I mean, I'm not for wasting money. We did this, you know, the Republicans did this to Clinton, and that was, what, $100 million to find out that he
completely
put up with his
money.
Intern?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's
exactly.
The same thing.
Same thing.
Right. Same thing. Big waste of money. All right. So China relations, Joe alluded to that as the number three item this week on the countdown, our relationship. The thing, my only comment about this is that we don't necessarily always in the economic sense, economists will look at this relationship and say, wait a minute, this is mutually beneficial for all. Why is either side screwing with it? Why does Trump want to increase tariffs on Chinese products? Why do the Chinese want to screw us in any number of ways? When you consider that China would have no money if it wasn't for Americans buying their stuff, and we would have no money to run our government if we couldn't borrow back our money from the Chinese to run the government. So what are we screwing with each other for?
He doesn't. He's just trying to negotiate a better deal. And he started it with Canada this week as well. Mm-hmm. He's like, Canada's got it's unfair the what they get versus what we get. It's unfair, and we're not going to have it anymore.
Well,
all he's doing, all of this, all of North Korea, the
Iran deal, same thing.
Yeah, it's all the art of the deal.
EU, same thing.
That book, by the way, those of you who don't remember Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, that's the reference here.
That he didn't even write, which...
who wrote it? Amarillo? Who wrote the book?
Omarosa?
Omarosa. She didn't write it.
Couldn't sit down long enough to write a book. Come on, we all can agree on that. It
here's
my span.
Rub on this in terms of the Canadian situation. As a family farmer and a dairy farmer, I know we're getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday by the dairy industry in Canada. And Trump was right. It was one of the first things he said when he became president. Unfortunately, he's let farmers down a lot of other ways, but that's something that needs to be focused on, where all the cheap milk is coming from. It's mostly from Canada. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Hello.
Every single time.
Now we're getting killed.
Yeah, well, Kyle's not here.
How come?
Kicked off the team. Didn't Tim tell you? Kyle's mother kids got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Come on, it's a first offense, right?
That we know of. But why should that matter? He knew not to drink. I've made it clear to Matt, that's what we expect from him. What have you said to Tim?
Nothing really. You know, a lot of kids try it at this age, so...
Yeah, well, a lot of kids don't try it, too. I'm not saying that Matt's going to be this perfect kid, but if I don't tell him what we expect and why he shouldn't drink, how's he going to know?
You think kids that age really listen?
They never admit it, Bill, but they hear more than you think.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with kids about underage drinking, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Living through this fight is very surreal. I don't know if I could
could come back.
A first impression of Ellicott City, Maryland resident Kelly Harris, just after she was rescued from her home in the town that has been the scene of huge flash flooding.
First responders came into my building and told me to stay put. And then when it receded more, to a point where I could get across safely, they came in and helped me evacuate.
Authorities say the sudden flooding came after a line of thunderstorms dumped about 8 inches of rain onto the area, sending the Patapsco River way over its banks. They've now evacuated another part of town because of a natural gas leak. There's a state of emergency in the colonial area town. 2 years ago in Ellicott City, two people died in similar flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The world of greatness here. The charts for the week of May 21st to the 25th, as reported by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of innovative things going on there in the world of news talk, an incubator for ideas, a new host, that sort of thing. We are here in our full stead. It's Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, Joe Crummy, who produces Evil Thoughts, a daily podcast that you can find everywhere. If you jump on the back of a bus, you'll hear it on the loudspeaker in the bus. Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yeah, it's big
really
in bathrooms.
Popular in bathrooms.
Yeah, very popular in bathrooms. Okay, so we've gone through, we've turned over a new leaf here. Richie got frustrated because I was spending too much time on the low end of the list. So we start at the top and work down. Number one, the North Korean summit cancellation. Number two, the investigation into Mr. Trump's relationship with whomever in Russia. Sounds like it ought to be an episode in The Americans, a TV show that actually is quite good. A lot of people don't see it because it's on FX, but it's an interesting story, actually. China relationship, number three. Number four, the nuclear deal in Iran. I think that deserves no time whatsoever. You guys can argue with me if you want. I think it's talking about that, and there's nothing new there. What's new?
It's not hot right now, so, I mean, it's... But it's
all right, so here's what is hot. Number five is the new American anthem, the anthem policy from Goodell, and the back talk about it, the NFL protest policy, and whether you're going to be allowed on the field. What happens if you do take a knee instead of stay off the field, if you don't want to stand for the anthem? Is this much to do about nothing, or is there something to this?
I think this is just appeasing Mike Pence and Trump, and that's it. This is Goodell's attempt to get some ratings back, and I don't think it's going to make a difference at all.
It's appeasing the consumer that was not watching
their
football
games. There were
not
many. There were not that many people boycotting the NFL.
Sure,
they weren't. No, there really weren't. The ratings are down for a lot of different reasons, and it's not just because of a boycott.
Come watch my Facebook feed. Well, I'm sure mine's a little different than yours.
Well,
what is
I'm
yours
just saying
say?
That because so many
mine's
people
mine's like, you know what? I don't need
now,
to watch these overpaid sissies. If you want your platform, your soapbox, great. Do it when I'm not watching the TV on your own Twitter feed. When I tune in for a game, and this is what a lot of people thought, when I tune in for a game, I want to see the game. I don't want to see a political statement. I want to watch football.
Right, so people
that
skip
I
the
say
of
that
the games
about
and
the
still watch the games.
Award shows as well, the Oscars and the Grammys and all these other shows.
I haven't watched
one
of those in years.
I don't want to listen to you tell me about your political point of view. Shut up.
But, Rich, you wouldn't watch that anyway because most men don't. They're boring. The women watch them to see the fashions.
I used to watch, but now.
I watch them because I want to see the stars. And feel like I'm interacting with them, but I don't
want to
listen to them.
I walked out of a Stevie Wonder concert last year at the Jazz Festival because I figured, okay, he's going to go on for this for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. After 11 minutes of him just sitting there just talking about Trump, I was like, all right, time for some jambalaya. Let's go.
Yeah, see you later. That'd turn me off. Even if I didn't like Trump, it would turn me off. Not there for that. See you later.
Play the hit.
You know what? What I don't understand is what people say, and I was just reading an editorial in the Washington Post about it this morning. They were, all for taking a knee and all that stuff, but they were saying it's your First Amendment right, and I was thinking that's not your First Amendment right. You are an employee of a football team, and they could tell you to go out there in a tutu if that's what they want.
Yeah, but the thing is, there was no rule, though. They weren't violating any rule. There
right.
was
well,
no
well,
rule.
I get there that.
Now.
But now,
the
but
NBA
there is
had a
now.
Rule. Yeah.
Right,
well,
but there is now, and it's not your First Amendment right. That is only a restriction on the United States government to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. The football teams have every right to make those decisions.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're
it's
working
solve much.
Sign the contract, do what they tell you, don't like it, get out. Yeah. See you later. Okay, number six. This gives people the willies when you get to the root of the Morgan Freeman allegations. He's 80
Morgan
years
Freeman.
Old and... He's chasing around these girls. Here's one of the eight women has charged him with being inappropriate, says he kept trying to lift up my skirt. So what's that going to do for his, is he done with his career anyway? I pretty much like him whatever he's in, usually. Yeah. He's the producer and the creator of Madam Secretary. That was his idea to do that show. And so he's all over that. I wonder if there's a problem there, you wonder. He said, I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Really? Why are you lifting up her skirt? What were you looking for?
Well, Victoria, I'll ask you. Is there a difference between a flirt and a felon? Like a Harvey Weinstein that's being accused of rape.
Course.
Somebody who just is flirtatious and maybe a little out of bounds?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Rich and I were talking about the video footage of the reporter who covered all of Morgan Freeman's press junkets, and she knew him, she had a rapport with him, and she was certainly not saying, Mr. Freeman, this is inappropriate. She was egging him on, she was blushing, she was flirting back with him, she told him she was single, and then he said, oh, I'm single too. And it just, the age difference is creepy, but in that video footage that they're claiming is this, you know, smoking gun against him, I didn't see anything there, and I would be the first one to say, like, yeah, that guy's totally inappropriate,
yes, you would.
He's totally doing something wrong. Now, other stories of people who worked with Morgan Freeman for years, they all said that all the women in the office were uncomfortable when he came in. He would stare at the women. He'd get very close in their personal space. Now, all that stuff, yeah, I'm not okay with that. But is there something illegal about that? No. Yeah. It's inappropriate. But again, this is men using their power. They all were too afraid to say something because it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, time's up for Harvey. He's turning himself in to the police for his sex crimes, so we'll see him later.
He's going to be picking a dance partner later this week.
See you later, alligator. So number seven, the case against Sterling Brown, not the TV guy Sterling K. Brown, but the basketball player. This is very interesting. The police tased him.
Don't tase me, bro.
Say, right. Yeah, right. Don't tase me. Where you got that audio, Richie, someplace still?
Don't tase me, bro. I think I do. Let me see.
Well, we had that. This goes back, heavens, how many years does that go back?
Oh, my God. Decade.
Five anyway now.
Right. Yeah. All right. You know the story behind the story with this, Joe?
I forgot. I remember the audio. Don't tase
me. Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia, wasn't it, Richie?
Cleveland, it looks like.
Was it? I remember the story.
I didn't do anything! And don't taste me, bro! Don't taste me! I didn't do anything!
Still funny.
I don't know.
Still funny.
What were the circumstances? I remember the story. I remember the audio, and I know it was a number of years ago already. What was the?
Oh, you know what? I confuse that one with that woman, the mother of one of the players, who said, "Don't mess with me." Do you remember that, Richie?
Yeah,
I used to play that audio too. I can't remember that.
In this Sterling Brown case, I don't understand why.
This is damnable. This is outrageous.
I don't get why he was tased at all. The body cam footage shows he didn't do anything aggressive. He didn't resist arrest. He didn't do anything wrong. They wrote him a ticket because he double parked into a handicapped spot. That's what his crime was. So how do you end up getting tased for that?
Well, I think the cop, you know, I haven't seen all the vid. I was just watching it this morning, but it was right out of the chute, though. The guy, I mean, I'm not sure. I think we have a problem on both ends on this one. Although the cop seemed to be very aggressive about it. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in a
What's the problem on his end, other than the double park?
And then, exactly. Who cares?
Right.
It's
what's
in the middle
problem?
Of the night.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, you got nothing better to do. You two flat-footed morons driving around in a car, and you got nothing better to do
than chase this guy down?
No.
I get that. I mean, I'm saying that they're a little bit over the line there.
A little bit.
All right. How do you get tased while you're getting a parking ticket? That's all I want to know.
Yeah,
How does that happen?
How's it
escalate? I've only saw the first part of the video,
You could wonder about it because if there wasn't the video, you could speculate, you know, the guy was wising off to them and yada yada.
Was.
But the video clearly.
He was because when the cop isn't cool either. I mean, why can't we have blame on both sides here? I don't understand.
Well, why can't
look? Let me explain it to you. I saw when the guy comes out. Had it been me and I was parked in across two handicap things, and I would come out and the cop would go, what's going on? I go, what's up? You know exactly what's up. And there's where he went off the rails immediately right there because the guy is. In the cop's face, not nastily, but he's going like, what? He knows exactly what he did. I wouldn't have done that. I'm not excusing the cop because he looked like he was very aggressive, but this guy had attitude
But every single person, and I think, Doug, you'll agree with this, every single person in the history of automobiles while getting a parking ticket yells at the cop. Why are you giving me a ticket? I just ran inside.
I got arrested for saying that to a cop.
Right. Right. So how do you end up getting tased, though, when this is something that happens that everybody, not you, this guy's
Remember
when
I went to jail for
every
that?
Every single person does that. And it doesn't end, and it doesn't result in getting tased.
Yeah.
So how did this guy end up getting tased?
Because the cop was being overly aggressive.
If I were a cop, I would, and my brother is a cop, and asked for a chest camera. He says, I want everything on camera. I want you to see what they do to me, what they say to me, because if anything goes wrong, I don't want silent video. I don't want, you don't know. You just don't know.
Protect
yourself.
By the
way, the don't tase me bro guy, he got tased because he kept interrupting Senator then John Kerry. And asking him about Yale's Skull and Bone Society, and they asked him to leave, and he wouldn't, so then they tased him.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well,
who was the mother who was running around? I'm sure it was a Philadelphia basketball player. Mother said, don't mess with me.
Yeah, don't you remember that? With that stuff. I do.
Okay, enough of the moldy oldies. A couple of other items of interest, though, on the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, 46 past the hour. Here's the deal of the weekend for the weekend only. That is from now until the end of the day, Memorial Day, Calotren, Calotren, the number one best choice for weight loss because of what the main ingredient, the active ingredient is. Understanding your body is very important. Hopefully you've understood from the time you took 8th or 9th grade biology what collagen is, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. Collagen is what 20% of your body is made from or of. It's not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition, but your body is mostly collagen, and the way the collagen works to plump up your skin, also to support your bones, it's very important to your body. And when you get into your 20s, you start to decline. That's when you start gaining weight. And so adding collagen helps to stimulate your body's ability to function the way that it did when you were young and in great shape. And that's why this stuff is so fabulous. So for this weekend only at toploss.com, you get 6 bottles for the price of 3. How's that for a benefit? Right. 3 bottles is the normal deal, but now you get 6 for the price of 3. Get on the weight loss program that everybody is talking about, something that really works and is all natural. Calotren. Go to toploss.com. Use promo code DJV and lose that weight. Or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But no matter how you get to them, get on this weight loss program and save now 50%. You get 6 bottles for the price of 3 at, you ready for this? You've gotten it all written down, right? You got it? Please go there. Help yourself at toploss.com, promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Do band-aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning soda in school school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages. The list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aha! 53 after the hour now. It's time for Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Movie news, including the release of the new Star Wars movie, Solo, before he was solo. He was really solo. He was all by himself except for Chewbacca. And then the other, Landau Carlesian, or whatever his name is, shows up in this movie too, right?
He does. He was played by Billy Dee Williams, named Donald Glover plays him. Does a really good job, actually.
He's the guy who was in the show Atlanta, I believe, if I remember correctly.
He's also known as Childish Gambino, the rapper singer.
Okay. All right, so, Chucker, you went to see Solo last night. What's your review?
I thought for the most part it was pretty enjoyable. It's not a perfect film. I could see where there's probably was some issues in the editing room. Ron Howard came aboard and reshot 80% of the film. Primarily, this is more lighthearted than most of the other Star Wars movies. It plays like a space western, has a lot of twists and turns and a heist plot line. I think for a lot of people, the movie will be judged by the performance of the actor named Aiden and Ehrenreich, who plays Han Solo. And I gotta say, so much to my surprise, I really liked him. I didn't really think about Harrison Ford very much the moment he comes on screen. He's different. He's more slightly built than Harrison Ford, but I just accepted that this is a different actor playing the role at a much younger age. Actually, not that much younger. Actually, 12 years younger, I think, than Harrison Ford did in the original film. But it answers some interesting stuff. One, how Han Solo got his name. Obvious, I'm not going to give it away. I thought that was really cool. First meeting with Chewbacca, his first pairing with Lando Calrissian, and the first time he flies the Millennium Falcon. So I think the movie has some really cool stuff. The cast is really good. Woody Harrelson, always good in movies, plays a major role in this movie. And Emilia Clarke, who is primarily known for Game of Thrones, I thought she was pretty appealing in this film. I give it a 7 out of 10. It has some lumpy storytelling in the middle portion, but overall, I thought it was very enjoyable. And the cast chemistry, I thought was really, really good. And when the movie ended, I wanted to see more. Of this young Han Solo.
So where do they go with this? What's the next movie? What do they do with this now that they've done this?
With Han Solo? I think if it makes money, they'll make another one with the same cast.
Really? Well, it'll make money. It's guaranteed. It's like a printing press.
I need a dance card to tell all the Star Wars movies. What other prequels have been made, and does this mesh or merge with them, or is this even before those?
This is before those.
Well, it's before those. But the thing about this film, I think it's interchangeable in terms of the overall universe. You don't have to see this movie to mesh with the other Star Wars movies. It's sort of just what the Disney studio, now that it took over the property from Lucasfilms, is going to do. There's going to be a bunch of spin-off and sidetrack movies with minor characters and major characters. So I think for the most part this movie works, and I think the fan base will be entertained, let's put it that way.
So here's an example of where the writers really make their money and why they deserve a lot of money, because you've got to really work hard now to come up with a good storyline, a good plot that people are going to find different enough to want to go see. That's the challenge of doing all this. A lot of people don't give credit or understand these ideas that come from, in this circumstance, probably 12 or 14 writers in a room, and they're working for months and months and months to come up with a script that will actually make some sense. This is one of the biggest jobs. My son's involved in this now, and I can see how difficult it is. He and his writing partner worked for years and years and years before they got anything actually made.
Right.
And it takes
first you got to come up with a storyline, and then you got to write dialogue. And the dialogue, the storyline or the plot point is probably the easier part. It's writing the dialogue to move the story along on paper and storyboard it. I mean, you're right. It's very, very difficult.
Does George Lucas have a whole lot of say in this?
No, he does not. I don't think he had. Other than his company name, Lucasfilms, on the credits, which gets a major credit, obviously.
He has to say whatever he has to say. It was blunted by a $4 billion check from Disney to buy out.
Yeah.
See you later. All right, Chucker. And that's also this weekend. Elle Fanning is in Mary Shelley. What do you know about that?
I don't know much about it. I got to be honest with you. I'm solely focused on Solo. I think that's primarily going to be an art house release.
Tough weekend. Yeah, it's a tough weekend to open a movie. So I haven't seen. I've been in movies for a month. It's unusual for me. I want to go see the Four Women in the Book Club. I do want to see that, and I want to see this show. It should be good. All right, good weekend for the movies. Because it'll be rain here and there. It's Memorial Day weekend. Take your family to the movies and have a good old time, and then go get an ice cream at a nearby ice cream place. Never mind the popcorn. Go get some good ice cream at an ice cream store. It's time of year for that stuff. Chucker and I are both in that business. Hi, Chucker. 59 past the...
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.